you with me to the book of Isaiah. I love the book of Isaiah. Yeah, by the way, that last song was a song I wrote recently. I'm still waiting for a bridge. I'm just praying into getting a bridge for it. So that makes it an official Christian song of the 2000s. I want to look at Isaiah chapter 30, just a couple of verses from here very quickly. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here today. You know, like I said, I have a lot to do. So he says in chapter 30, verse 15, Lord Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, Lord God, the Holy One of Israel says, come back to me by returning and resting in me, you will be saved. In quietness and trust, you will be made strong. And then he says, but you refused. And God is calling us back to him. For this reason, the Lord is still waiting to show his favor to you, verse 18. So he can show you his marvelous love. He waits to be gracious to you. He sits on his throne, ready to show mercy to you. For Yahweh is the Lord of justice, faithful to keep his promises. Overwhelmed with bliss are all who are entwined, who will entwine their hearts in him, waiting for him to help them. Verse 20, even though the Lord may allow you to go through a season of hardship and difficulty, okay, in other words, the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. In other words, you're going to go through some stuff, okay? Even though the Lord may allow you to go through the season of hardship and difficulty, he himself will be there with you. He will not hide himself from you, for his eyes will constantly see, your eyes will constantly see him as your teacher. When you turn to the right or turn to the left, you will hear his voice behind you to guide you, saying, this is the right path, follow it. I'm just going to stop there because I'm not going to stop, but we'll come back to some more of this tomorrow. We go through seasons of difficulty, okay? We go through seasons of difficulty. We have times, but God is calling us to come back to him. This is the moment that we have to come back to him. He's calling us to come back to him. He said he wants to show us mercy. He wants to show his love for us. He wants to show us his marvelous works, he says. Return to him. In other words, we've fallen away from him. And we need to return to him. That's the implication. And my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and then I will heal their land. God is raising up and we've had this sleeping giant for so long. We've had a sleeping giant for so long. And God is wanting to open that sleeping giant and awaken them. I believe that we are in a season where we have to be awakened. The Lord woke me up. I was praying this morning and the Lord gave me a verse. It was actually for somebody else, but I had this verse and it said, arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord, the weighty glory of the Lord has risen upon you. That Shekinah Chabad love of God, glory of God is upon you. Though darkness covers the earth, and literally in all the years that I've been alive, this is the darkest it's ever been in the world. God's glory is shining on you. Hear me. God's glory is shining on you. Yesterday, the Lord called me to a moment of, he just said, Tom, just come be with me. and I went to be with him. He didn't really want anything. He just wanted to be with me. And hear me, church, he wants you to be with him. And that like Daniel 11 says, that my people will know their God. It's like verse 30-something. And it's the second part of a verse. It says that my people will know their God, be strong, and do exploits. I'll see if I can find it real quick. Handy dandy computers are great. Handy dandy. Let's see here. That my people will know their God, be strong, and do exploits. I want so much for you to get this verse in your brains. Get it into your heart. In that moment of intimacy with God, we are filled with his strength so we can go out and do exploits. Okay, I'm going to go and look for this chapter here. Where's search here? Daniel 11:32, the second part of the verse says, but the people who know their God will display strength and take action. In other words, in that process, the New King James says, says that the people will know their God, be strong, and do exploits. Okay? God is calling us into intimacy. Excuse me. He's calling us into intimacy so that we can be filled with his strength to go out and do exploits. In 1994, around there, a time of refreshing happened in Toronto. And then everybody went to Toronto to be filled and to be encouraged and to be refreshed. But God doesn't refresh you just for the sake of being refreshed. God refreshes you so that you can become intimate with him. Okay, that we become intimate with him. And in that process of intimacy, he fills us with his strength so that we can go and do exploits. In Ezekiel 39:22, he says, and the house of Israel will know, that word know is have an intimate knowledge that I am the Lord their God from that day onward. I know at some point, because I'm a believer, that Facebook will end up, unless things change in their hearts, that Facebook will end up canceling what I do on my lives, okay? They've already made it very difficult for me to do a live broadcast on my computer, but on my phone I'm pretty safe right now. And so what's happening is that there's darkness around the entire earth. And God has spent these 15, 16 years, 26 years, filling us and refreshing us. And a lot of believers love the refreshing. They love to fall on the floor. They love to get the goosebumps. They love to have their hair stand on end. But God wants something more. Because there's people who are lost and dying. He says in Matthew chapter 10, go and heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. Freely you've received, freely give. And in Matthew 28, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel and heal, you know, and bring healing. Mark 16. So these signs will follow those who will believe. And I'm going to tell you something, and you're going to get mad at me, and I don't care. But if you're not praying for the sick, you know, and I understand that healing comes from the Lord. His name is Jehovah Rapha. But you have to believe. These signs will follow those who believe. My question to you is, do you believe? That's the question. Do you believe? Because he says these signs will follow those who believe. Jesus never lied. Did God stop healing people because the first century is over? When I became born again back in 73, there was this big fight over tongues. And we don't need it today. We have a Bible. Well, you know something? I pray in tongues all the time. It's my prayer language. When I don't know what to pray, I pray in the Spirit, because I don't know what to pray as I should pray. But the Spirit of God gives me an utterance that is too deep for words. That's like this utterance that is God's language, and He hears it. And that's how I encourage myself. Can you get to heaven without the Spirit of God? Yes. Without being baptized in the Spirit, evidence of speaking in tongues? Yes. But I can't go to Walmart without it. Should say, I can't go to Walmart without Him. Holy Spirit's not an it, He's a Him. He was given to us when Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven. He was given as a comforter, as somebody, as a alongside person. He comes alongside you to help you along the way. In the last few weeks, the last couple weeks specifically, God has really called me to come back to depth. I mean, I lost my way a few months ago. I lost my way. I have needs. Everybody has needs. But I lost my way. And He says there, this is the way, walk in it. If you turn to the right or turn to the left, He will guide you and He will say, this is the way, walk in it. Don't walk in that path, walk in this path. Because He's alongside you all the way. Get ready for the major revival that's about to take place. My prayer is that I pray that the Lord of the harvest would send laborers into the field. Send laborers into the field, because I can't disciple all these people myself. When we have 2 billion, at least 2 billion souls coming to Jesus in a moment's time, I can't disciple 2 billion people. I can only do it one at a time. Where I am here, a lot of people call me Father. They call me Daddy, call me Papa Tom, and I like it. I'm not going to say I don't. I really do like it. And, there are people that I don't take in as a as fathering, because I just don't sense the Lord on it. That's for somebody else. But billions of souls are going to be won in a moment of time. How many people were saved at a Kanye West concert that are still looking for people to disciple them? I was watching a movie last night called Father of Lights. And in that movie, there was a general in the Latin Kings who got saved. Who's discipling him? I mean, I know he has people around him that are helping him. And he said, I fell away, I ran away, but then I came back crying. All right, I'm one of those people who had the ability to have somebody alongside him for the first year of my salvation. And then he disappeared. This is going to sound like a contradiction, but it isn't. I had to spend years teaching myself the Word and teaching myself the things of God and to walk in His ways. I had to train myself. And all I'm saying here is that God is calling you out today. God is calling for you. Will you be a laborer into the harvest? It doesn't matter what you do, but do something for Him. Do something in Him. I remember a guy, you know, he kept talking about there's always a chance that we can surprise God. And a friend of mine looked at him and said, well, why don't you surprise God by obeying him? Oh, praise God. Anyway, we do need to be filled with his strength, and we do need to come to him in his strength and to be made stronger. But he does it so that you can be filled with his strength to go out and do exploits, not to be filled with his strength to just kind of go like the publican and the Pharisee when they went into the church. Publican was like, oh, I don't deserve mercy. I don't deserve anything from you. I am a sinful man. And then the Pharisee said, in essence, he says, look at me, Lord. There's nobody like me. And he starts singing his own praises. It's not the Spirit of Christ. Anyway, guys, that's all we're going to do today. I'll pick this up again tomorrow. There's a theme on this that I believe the Lord is on. And that's what we're going to end up doing. God bless you. Have a great day.